Before I start, I just want to appreciate Pastor Joe and the wife for giving me this opportunity to share today. Just want to thank them. It's an honor. It's not a privilege. Yeah. It's not a privilege to stand in here, and it's not an easy thing to stand in here. So I thank them, and, we received that same grace this morning. Amen. Father, we just thank you. Let's just shut our eyes as we pray. Father, we just thank you for this morning. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Father, I commit myself to you this morning. Even as I speak, oh God, Lord, speak through me in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, let me disappear, and Lord, you appear here this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak through me in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I submit myself unto you. Let your word come with power. Let it come with understanding. Let it come with knowledge. And let it come with encouragement this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, one pastor told me to share. I was just thinking, what can I share? I know Pastor has been talking about the Daniel series. And, it's just been a wonderful message. For those of you who were not here when Pastor was sharing, I would encourage you, we've got the internet here. So I would encourage you to just go in to the internet and just get it, listen to the messages. And while I was away, I listened to the message of Pastor that came, Pastor Raj, am I right? Yeah, about, living in the supernatural. It's just awesome. We've got the opportunity to go back and listen and, hear God's word over and over again. And, and we will be blessed. Like I said, I was just thinking about what to share. At times, what do you want to share? You've got different thoughts coming into your mind. And I just wanted to share something from my heart this morning. And I just said, okay, what would I share? And I said, okay, I'm just going to encourage people this morning. I'm not going to, preach. I'm just going to encourage you this morning. And I'm just going to talk about imagination this morning. Amen. I just want us, so when I'm talking about imagination, I want us to put our start putting your hats on, your imagination, put yourself into that, to that zone, and let's imagine together what God can do for us as Christians and as believers. Hallelujah. And before I start, one thing I always do is I always try to get the definitions of things I want to share about to be able to get a clearer picture of what it is. And I went in and tried to check the meaning of imagination. And the first thing I saw, it says the ability of the mind to be creative or resourceful. Hallelujah. I know most of us would have heard about the power of imagination and all those stuff, That's different. It's okay, the power of imagination is there. But as Christians, it's different for us because we are connected to the source, because Christ dwells in us. It's the ability of the mind to be creative or resourceful. Merriam-Webster also says the act or power of forming a mental image of something not present to the senses. Hallelujah. So something not present to the senses or never before wholly perceived in reality. Did you get that? And I just want to get a definition. So as we're going, it said not present to the senses. It said, or never before wholly perceived in reality. Amen. So it's something you've not perceived. It's not there. But you're thinking about it. Another says the ability to form pictures in your mind. Kids are very good with that. We've all been kids once. And when you start thinking of things, especially when you think of what you want, kids can help me here. When you want that toy, when you want that bike, and you're sitting and you're thinking about it, you're riding that bike, you're just enjoying yourself, that thought starts going through you. And with that, you want that to come to reality. And what do you start doing? You start pressuring your parents. Am I right, kids? Start saying, Mom, I want a bike. What do you want for Christmas? I want a bike. What do you want? I want a scooter. That's what your imagination, before you ask for something, you've already thought about it. Hallelujah. So imagination, it's very, very important. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. If you're there, say hallelujah. All right, I'll wait for you. Amen. It says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, it's a very popular scripture, abundantly, above all that we ask or think or imagine. Amen. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, some scripture says, or imagine, according to the power that works in us. Amen. Hallelujah. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or imagine, according to the power that resides in us. According to the power that works in us. Hallelujah. Christ is in us, and the power works through us. Hallelujah. People who don't know Christ are missing. Amen. They are missing. Because if the Bible is saying there is a power in us that works, what is that power? They can't get it. People who are not born again wouldn't understand that power. People who are not born again wouldn't experience that power. People who are not born again wouldn't even understand what we're talking about. But Christ says in us. Hallelujah. But the bit I love is, it says, think or imagine. That means all we need to do as Christians is just imagine it. Amen? All you just need to just to think. He said, if you do that, then leave the rest to me. I'm able to do exceedingly above what you think or imagine. So if Bible is saying that he can do that, then what's your job? Imagine it. Think about it. And leave the rest to God. Hallelujah. And I also saw some things on the web internet, and a Christian author was talking about the definition of imagination. It says, imagination is a tool whereby we cooperate with him to participate in his divine nature and fulfill our God-given purpose. Hallelujah. You see the difference, like I talk about, people tell you the power of, you know, imagination, you know, you imagine it, you know, they just tell you, you know, you do your yoga and all those stuff and you just imagine it. No, there's a difference for us Christians. We imagine things, we cooperate with him to participate in his divine nature and fulfill God-given purpose for our lives. So you, it's not everything you imagine yourself that you say, oh, I imagine I want to, you know, people could imagine to kick somebody or slap someone. Hallelujah. That's still imagination. But is that God's given purpose? No. So that's, so I just wanted to clarify that, that there's a difference. So when you're imagining things as Christians, you're imagining it in the line of Christ. You're imagining in the line of what the scripture says about it. And once you do that, then God will do the rest for you. Amen. You know, the problem of us Christians is that we do not imagine. Most of us are just too comfortable about where we are. We don't just imagine, you know. We don't imagine what God can do for us. The scripture has said so many things about what God can do for us. But we're just like, we read it and we just let it go. We just don't think about it. We don't meditate upon what the scripture has told us that God can do. If most of us can actually sit down and study the word and imagine what the word is saying, I assure you most of our lives will never remain the same. Because the word is there. The word is there. Bible says that the word of God is true. Amen? It is true. And everything the Lord says, Bible says that his word will not return unto him void. But it will do what? It will go and accomplish that which it has been sent. So if you can start putting your thoughts together and say, wow, is this what the word says? If the word says this, that means it's possible. There is a man of God, a person in called Archbishop Benson Idahosa. He's from Africa. He was the one who really started this Pentecostal stuff within Africa that made it popular, that people could actually believe things. When he started, he was in a church, and, you know, the pastor was preaching that, you know, you can do this, you can do this, you can heal the dead, you know, you can do all these things. And, you know, as a new believer, and like he had all this and said, is this true? And he went to the pastor and said, do you really mean I could actually raise the dead? Do you mean I could actually do this? And the pastor said, you can do this. Really? And you know what he did? He took his bicycle, you know, bike. And I don't know, most of you can read about him. And started driving around. the village of Benin City. It's a place in Nigeria. And was just driving around looking for a dead body. Amen. Because he saw, the pastor told him, I'm like, wow, is this possible? He started imagining it, like, I can do this. And he started driving around, you know, riding around and looking for a place. Looks all, drove all around all day. And finally he got to a place whereby people were crying. And like, you know, that somebody died. And say, yes, this is my time to shine. And he walked in there and asked if he could pray for the child. And everyone was saying, no. But he finally went in there. And guess what? He prayed for the child. And guess what? The child came back to life. Amen. Hallelujah. That's only possible if you imagine and believe what the scripture said. If he didn't go, you know, the pastor could have preached it. Like I said, the pastor preaches everything. Pastor preaches that you can be poor. Pastor preaches about different. Pastor preaches that you can be healed. But most of us hear these things. And just what? It comes in here and it goes out here. We come back, we come to church, and we live the same way we've come back. We've come in here. Some of us come to church, and we are believing God for different things. And you know, you come, you get excited, I'm blessed. How was the word today? Oh, Pastor Joe blessed my life. What did he say? All I can say is blessed my life. Are you sure? Tell me more. It was powerful. Guess what? You're just excited. It's good to be excited in church, but it's good to listen. It's good to listen. Bible says the entrance of the word gives light and understanding to the simple. If you allow the word come in, illuminate your heart, illuminate your mind, guess what? It's just going to change. Amen. It's going to change. You know what we Christians, you know, think about imagination is mostly evil. True, you know, we've talked about, you know, the Bible talks about different parts of imagination. You know, when God was talking about imagination in the Bible, was talking about, you know, the heart of the man is desperately wicked. You know, was talking about their imagination, how evil it is. But the truth is, as Christians, your imagination is not that of an ordinary person. Your imagination needs to be connected to him. Amen. Hallelujah. If we open the Bible to the book of Genesis 11, I might not read through it. I'll just scan through it quickly. Genesis chapter 11. It's a popular story in which we've all heard, and I just want to bring something out from there. Genesis 11, verse 1. It says, now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves. Amen? Let us build a city. Let us what? Make names for ourselves. Lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one. And they all had one language. And, you know, and it's what they begin to do. Now nothing will hold them back. Hallelujah. What I want to bring out from here is two things. These people, you know, were moving around and they came to a plain. And they thought to themselves. And they said to one another, come, let us lay bricks. Do you know before people will say something to themselves, they've thought about it? Do you agree? They've thought about it. I won't just come to you, Brian, and say, Brian, come on, let's go party or something like that, you know? I would have thought about it, and you would have been that kind of person, you would have imagined the same thing in your heart. Something in your heart would have been like, I love partying, you know? I want to enjoy myself. So by the time I come to you, we both get each other, you know what I mean? And it's easy for us to just go out straight and start clubbing. Amen. They imagined it. And they said, well, this is possible. And for this to be possible, what do we need? They said, we need to make bricks. All right? And they didn't just say, let's make bricks. They said, let's bake them thoroughly. So they've thought about it, about how to get these things and build it to heaven. Let's do it thoroughly. You know? And also, let us what? Make names for ourselves. You don't just start and say you want to make name for yourself. You need to do something to make name for yourself. What do you know the prime minister for? Because he's the prime minister. What do you know your school teachers for? Because they teach a particular subject. What teacher? In my mind, I still remember my teacher in high school. Why? Because they made impact in me. All right? So it's like they've thought about it and they say, well, let's make names for ourselves. We can be well known. We can go into the Guinness Book of Records. Let's do this. Power of imagination. And you know what God said? He said, these people, their language are one. You know? And I imagine God saying that these people are together. And if they think of something, they can do it. And guess what? God's changed their languages. You know? Because why do people want to get to the heaven? Why do people? You know, the Lord has made the earth for us here to enjoy ourselves. Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So it's here for us to enjoy. It's for him. But people want to try it. Power of imagination. So what I'm trying to say is we can use our imaginations differently. You can either use your imagination for good or for bad. Amen? But as Christians, our imaginations could be used for good. And I'm using the word imagination too. You could also use the, you know, for today, I could also use the word imagination as meditate. Amen? You know, you meditate on these things and see how it's going to make a great impact in your life. You know how architects design a house? You know, you've seen the Opera House. I can't remember the name of the guy, but everyone still talks about the Opera House. All right? Why? Because it's like, it's different. You don't have such in the world. But who built it? Who designed it? An architect. Do you think he would just come, an architect would just come and design something? No. They sat down. They thought about it. They said, all right, if we do it this way, we can put it together. But if we do it this way, it's not going to work. The power of imagination. They brought it together, and guess what? We all talk about it today. You know? You also saw somebody who did a Statue of Liberty in America. It's where everyone wants to go to. When I went there because I wanted to see how it looks like. Somebody thought about it, you know? And that's where it is today. Amen. We need to learn to imagine and believe what the scriptures says, and it will turn to reality. You know, what I'm thinking in my mind is like, let's not just imagine. Let's imagine how we can turn our imagination to reality. How many of you are believing God for things? I am. I'm believing God for several things. And I see myself every time imagining how these things will come to pass. Because I've read it, and the scripture has said it. Is it possible? Yes. How do I, you know, tell on myself to ensure that this comes to pass? I want my imagination to turn reality. And I mean, like, remember when we said, when I defined the definition of imagination from a Christian perspective, God's given plan, all right? So I'm not saying, like I said, I've already differentiated it. Imagine how it's going to come. Let's not sit down. We don't sit down to imagine, meditate on what God has done for us. You know, at times, you know, one thing that motivates me at times that pushes my imagination is at times I just sit down and think about, God has done this for me in the past. How did he do it? I just sit down like, God, you did this for me. If you can do this, that means you can do that for me. Do you get what I'm saying? If he can do this, he will be able to do something else for you. We just need to put on, you know, our thoughts together and connect it to what God has said for us. And, you know, and put it together and see what God would do for us as Christians. I want to challenge us today that things are possible. Everything is possible with Christ. Amen? All things are possible. No matter what you think that is not possible, it is possible. But guess what? You need to connect your imagination to the world. You need to think about the world and imagine it coming to pass. Hallelujah. Why should you imagine? You know, why should we imagine? Why am I talking about imagination? Yeah, we know the scripture is there. We have the scripture there. But why do we as Christians need to use our imagination? Why do we need to meditate? Why do we do that? Hebrews 11:1, popular scripture. Can we put it on, if possible? It's a scripture we all know. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You remember when I was talking about the definition of Imagination. Can you look at this and remember how I defined imagination earlier on? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can see it. You haven't seen it. But you're hoping for it. You're believing for it. The word says it. I believe it. And I receive it. Do you get it? The word says it. I believe it. I see it. And I receive it. That's the way the word is. It's not, I receive it and I believe it. It's the other way around. That's what unbelievers do. We are different. We are spiritual beings. You know, we've been talking about spiritual things, you know, how to live in the supernatural. You know, how to walk in the supernatural. You can't do this if this is not there. Amen? You can't live in the supernatural. You know, I think about it every day. What can I do? You know, I could do things that, you know, that would change lives. I imagine it every day. I remember when I was in the uni, I met a very good friend of mine. When uni, and she was telling me about, and this to you kids, you know, it could help you also. She was telling me about how she was in high school, you know, and like it was in junior high. And she would go around during the lunchtime, you know, because the pastor has preached and they've told them, you can do this, you can, you know, you can pray for people and they can be filled with the Holy Ghost. As a little child, you know, you could pray for people. You can be a powerful child of God. And she listened and, wow, you know, I can do this as a high school student. And during break, she would gather kids together. I'm telling you, you know, if you can imagine it, it's possible. She thought about it and said, wow, so it's possible. The word said it and the pastor said, I can do it. And she would gather people together during lunch break. And she would lay hands on them. They would hold, and guess what? They were falling under the power of God. You know, they were falling under the power of God. Because what? They taught her, she read it, she imagined it, and she believed it. And during lunchtime, and she saw it happen once, and guess what? She kept on doing it. She kept on doing it. God is good. You know, you can imagine things and things will just change. I also remember while I was in Melbourne, I was in a life group, you know, and that's where it's always very good to be committed in church. Your life shouldn't be of once coming to church once and you forget about it. You should be committed to church, committed in every way. Join a group, join a life group, you know, join the ministry. You know, once you do that, you're opening yourself for God to use you the more. But if you come to church on a Sunday and you just forget about it, how do you want to connect? You're not giving God the opportunity to use you more. So I was a life group leader, and I remember one time like that, you know, while I was assisting one of the pastors sometime, I saw how things happen. And, excuse me. I saw how things happen, and I'm like, wow, I can do this too. So during the life group, so we used to do something at the end of every year whereby we'll go out somewhere into a camp, you know, one of these places. We go to the countryside, and we just spend like 2-3 days together, just by ourselves. And it's just going to be like a Holy Ghost meeting. And when I joined them, I know they've been doing things like that, but I just told myself I wanted to be a part of it. And I told them, I said, well, can you give me the opportunity to share? I asked for it. And after saying that, on the Friday at work, something just came into me and I felt I couldn't do it. Serious. I felt I couldn't do it. There's this fear that came into me. I'm like, if I pray for these people, would something happen? You know, would that be changed? You know, something like that. It just came to me. And guess what? I sent an SMS. That's the power of the enemy. I just sent an SMS to the leader and said, I don't think I'll be able to share today. I don't think I'm up to it. And he responded back to me. He said, Patrick, you can do it. He said, we've already planned it. We can't change it. Oh, my God. At work, I couldn't just, you know, you're working, but I couldn't put my thoughts together. And I'm like, is this really possible? I couldn't change it. And the enemy started telling me, well, you can't. I just told myself, well, God, you're laying in my heart to do it. I'm going to do it. The fear was there, but I just tried to push away the fear aside. And I started imagining things. You know, I started seeing what God could do. I read the scripture, and I started imagining in my mind, oh, is this what the scripture means? Is this what's going to happen? And I just started thinking in my mind, you know, and I just started meditating, and I just started connecting myself to, you know, to it. And when it was time, like I said, it was just so simple. All I did was pray. And I shared with everyone, and after sharing, you know, we just started praying, you know. We just started praying, and guess what? The power of the Holy Ghost was present. We were there from between 8 to like 12 a.m. were just soaked in the presence of God. You know, these people have been leaders, but they've not received the power of speaking in tongues. And guess what? They just burst, I don't know how to say, you just see people just busting out in tongues because the power of God was there. The presence of God was there. But if I had not imagined it, if I had pulled back, guess what? Those leaders wouldn't have been able to speak in tongues. They wouldn't have been able to receive the power of the Holy Ghost. And guess what? Till today, we also talk about it. We remember that day because, we just felt the joy of the Holy Ghost come upon us. And it was a good refreshing. That was the best weekend we've had, while I was there. We were just so powerful. But guess what? The power of meditating and imagining and believing that if God has said it, it's possible. But if I believe the other way around, that it can't happen, as the enemy was putting in my heart, guess what? It's possible that those people will still be. It's like I said, it's possible. But God has actually planned certain things for those people. God has planned in changing people's life on that day. And God did it. And God even blessed my own life. Let's believe God. Let's believe God. Let's serve God faithfully. Let's imagine what we can do for God. And God will do that for us in the name of Jesus. When we're talking about the same word that faith means, you find that every great sin anyone has ever done began with hope. Believe it? Every great thing in this earth that's happened began with hope. It began with hope. And with hope, with someone's imagination. Do you get it? It began with hope, and not just that hope, with someone's imagination of what could be. Plus taking action. So you don't just imagine only, but guess what? You need to take action. Bible talks about faith without works is dead. So you could have all this faith in the world, like Paul was saying. You could have all this faith in this world, and guess what? If you don't know action, it's just there. And that's why it says faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You can see where the action goes in. You believe it, and then what then happens? And you gaze, you put your hope on God, and you look unto him and like, what? Lord, you can do it. You meditate, you imagine these things. And if God, you can do it, I receive it. So you're looking unto him, the author, the finish of your faith. It's only Christ that can finish your faith for you. It's only Christ that can bring your faith into reality. But you need to do what? Put it into action. Hallelujah. Action is very, very, it's very important. So I'm just going to repeat that to you again. With hope, everything began with hope, with someone's imagination of what could be, plus taking action. Imagine how electricity came to being. Franklin, how he came to being. He would have thought about it. He would have probably, I imagine in my head, he would have tried it several times. He saw that this is what he wants to do. He thought about it. Well, we could have electricity. And I imagine in my head, he would have tried it the first time. It didn't work. He would have tried it the second time. It didn't work. It's like the Wright brothers too. What they would have done, when they tried, putting the bulbs together, when they tried making the plane, somebody who wanted to create the aeroplane, they tried it the first time, it failed. They tried the second time, it failed. They tried, but guess what? Do you know what didn't stop them? The power of their imagination. They have seen it, they believe it, and they didn't stop. The reason why most of us give up as Christians is because we don't imagine and we don't meditate on God's word. And that is our problem as Christians. We just hear it. And it's like, most of us run to, there's nothing wrong in going to pastor to pray for us. There's nothing wrong in going to your leaders to pray for us. But the truth is, if you can imagine it, it's possible. But just imagine it. Think about it. Just relax. I've heard of people, great men of God. And I heard of a particular man of God who has a particular place in his house. Just his house with a chair. This rocking chair. And what he does is just sits down there. After studying and after praying, he just sits down there and just rocks. and just start imagining what he's read. Start meditating upon it. Start seeing it happening. He had that special place. And after that, ideas started flowing. Things started flowing. The Lord started speaking to him. Because what? He imagined it. He meditated on it. And guess what? Things will happen. Amen. So faith without works is death. The second thing, the reason why we should imagine is, in life, we have two choices. Right? Two choices. Either positive or negative. You can either decide to be positive or either decide to be negative. You can decide to see the glass half full or half empty. It's your choice how you want to see it. I can see it different way. Brian could see it in a different way. I could see it in a different way. But it's your choice. It's what you see. It's what you imagine that causes it. You know, that will bring a change. You know, you can either decide to see a bright future or a future without hope. It's your choice. What do you see? What do you want to come out from the future? It's your choice. I see my future as being bright. I don't care what's happening around me. I don't care what the economy is saying. I don't care what my job is saying. I don't care what my boss is saying to me. He might not like me. She might not like me. I don't care about it. What do I see? I see a bright future. I see my job, you know, being there. I see God taking me places. I see God promoting me in my job. I don't see myself remaining in the same place. People will talk about the economy is not good. Excuse me, that's what they see. I don't see the economy not being good. I see the economy of Christ. The truth is that, yes, things are not happening. The truth is that the economy is bad. The truth is that somebody help me with that economic word. Recession. The truth is there, you know. Sorry, the fact that there is recession. The fact is that things are not working around all right for you. The fact is that your boss hates you. I don't know whether you've seen that. I've been there one time. Whereby this boss, I didn't just know what I... God. You just try everything. But things just go. But guess what? Hold on tight, God. The boss didn't give me that job. My boss didn't give me that job. God gave me that job. So no matter what happens, I will remain in that job. If God wants me to leave, I will leave because God wants me to leave. If God wants me to stay there, the boss will leave for me. The boss will leave for me. You know, it depends on how we imagine. It depends on how we see God. If we see God in a different light, God will start doing things in a different way for us. If you see God as just in one light, then that's the way it is. You need to see God from a different perspective. See him for who he is. At times I imagine, is it the same God who said, "Let there be," and it came to pass? I'm just imagining myself, like, how did God sit down? Did he think about it? He just said it? He thought about it and said, "Let there be." And it happened. Brethren, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Imagine the best, and the Lord will make it come to pass for you. Imagine it. Even kids here. You know, you might think, I don't like my books. I don't like this teacher. She's mean to me. You know, blah, 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 blah. Don't worry about that. Do you love God? Yes. Does God love you? Yes. Ask God and he will do it. You know? So it's not about adults only, kids. It's about everyone here. God, imagine it. You know, have you ever imagined yourself becoming the best in your class? Kids here, have you imagined yourself? It's possible. It's possible. You know, I remember there was a time I was like, I just felt like I didn't know anything at the time. And I told myself, I said, "God, I just want to make a difference. I really want to understand this course. I just want to understand it." And I just prayed to God. And the course, something I've been reading I didn't understand, suddenly it's like, that was just opening. I don't know how, I just picked the book and I started laughing at myself. You know, when you see things, you just start laughing. And it's like God just opened my brain. And I just started understanding it. And I walked into the, you know, exam room, you know. I've never walked into the exam room that confident in my life. I just walked in there, and I didn't look right, I didn't look left, and I just started writing. I just started writing because I imagined that it is possible because God has said it. You know, Pastor has been talking about in the book of Daniel. I love the book of Daniel. Kids, how many of you know the book of Daniel? Okay. We've been talking about it anyway. So I imagine when, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when, you know, they didn't do what they were meant to do. And they said they were going to throw them into the, what's it called, the burning furnace. If I were the one, I would have like, oh my God. But guess what? These people were so confident. And they said, just throw us in there. They didn't mind. They imagined that if God be for them, who can be against them? They imagined if the Lord has said it, who can change it? And they walked in there. And while they walked in there, I'm just putting this in my head. And that's how I walk as a Christian. And they walked in there, and they're like, in their head, they're like, oh, I'm just going to walk in there with Christ Jesus, you know, because it's in my heart. Bible says, greater is it's he that is in me than he that is in the world. So that means the fire is just in this world. All right? So the fire would just be anything. And imagine them thinking in their head, and they just walked in there boldly. And they just walked in there. And guess what? The fire became like air conditioned to them. The Bible said that there was no smoke. Nothing was smelling around them. But guess what? Even if they believed Christ and they've been born again all their lives, and that fear came in, just a little bit of fear, so that'd be another story today. But because they believed God so much, they've imagined in their heart what God can do for them. And they walked in there, and things changed. Imagine Daniel too, when they wanted to throw him in the lion's den. I'm sure he would have imagined when they said no one should pray to their gods, like Pastor has preached, no one should pray to their gods. And when I think about things like this, I just think about how we Christians can live the supernatural life of God. How we can do things that people will see us and they will see well. There's a spirit in man. The inspiration of God Almighty, it's in us. You know when that spirit is in you and that gives you that inspiration, anything is possible. And so I imagine him like, you know, he saying, well, I'm just going to pray. Like Pastor said, in his custom, in his usual custom, he went and faced and opened the windows. And he did it. And in his mind, he said, well, whatever is going to happen, should happen. But if God has sent me, if God be for me, I will remain and I will be alive. I'm sure those thoughts will be going through his mind, saying God can do it. And they took him and they threw him in the lion's den. Because of his belief, because he has meditated on God's word, because he had, you know, was connected to God, God shut the mouth of the lions. There is power in your imagination. There is power in meditating. There is power in believing God. Believe God for the best, not for the negative. Bible says he has given us, you know, choices. You know, either you choose life or you what? Choose death. But you know one thing I love about God? He's telling you, I'm giving you this opportunity to choose. You know, when somebody gives you an opportunity to choose, he leaves it there. See that you choose $20 or you choose $1,000. He just gives that opportunity. But you know one thing I love about God? After saying, I give you the opportunity to choose, you know what God did? Just God said, choose life. Is that a choice? You know what I mean? He's saying, there is life and there is death. But I'm encouraging you to choose life. How great is God? He's telling you, well, if you choose death, this will be your end. But if you choose life, this is what's going to happen. Let's choose life. Let's choose God. Let's stand firm with God today, and we'll see what's going to happen. Another reason why we should meditate is, let's open our books to our Bible to the book of 1 Timothy 4:15. Quickly, 1 Timothy 4:15. I just want to bring another point out there. It says, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress might be evident to all. Amen? Meditate on these things. Imagine on these things. Give yourself entirely to them. So you imagine it, and you're like, you know, focusing And you know, and seeing these things coming to pass. Remember what the definition says. The act, a mental image of something not present to the senses or never before wholly perceived. You know, put yourself in that area and start thinking of it. You see, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Do you know what he said? He said, so that means there is progress in meditation. There is progress in imagination of what God's word says, or not what you think. Amen? So I just need to differentiate it. You know, what you think only. If you think it, it must be in line with God's words, so that men might see your progress. God wants us to progress in life. God wants you to progress in life. You know, there are so many people, because of time, there are so many people, you know, who have imagined and have seen things come to pass. I had a lot of them here, but I don't think that is time. But I'll just give you one in which you guys know very well, in which everyone knows very well. Let's open our Bible to the book of Mark 5, Mark chapter 5, quickly. Are we getting something this morning? Are we sure? I don't want to see you sleeping. God wants to change us. God wants to change the way we think. God wants us to believe him for the impossible. You know, we're talking about living in the supernatural. God, if I tell you what I think every day when I read the scripture, I see myself doing it. And I see myself, until it comes to pass, I'm not going to stop. And I'll show you one of those things there before we end today. But let's open our Bible to the book of Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Mark 5 from 28. So I don't have my glasses here, so I'll just take this closer. Immediately, now a certain, from verse 25, Mark 5, 25. Now a certain woman had the flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Okay? So her imagination and her thoughts were on men. She spent everything. She thought money could do them. We imagine those things. If God could give me $1 billion, I'll be happy. It's not so. You could have $1 billion and nothing would happen. Do you know how many people are rich? So rich. They've got billions, but they are still sick. They've tried everything. You know, they are even sponsoring researches. There's nothing wrong in that. But what I'm saying, if these people could just connect to God, you know? Bible says, spent all she had, but grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, I love this part. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made. She said, so she was thinking aloud. He said, if only, I shall touch his clothes. If only. I imagine her reading the scriptures of what God says about healing. And she's saying, oh, yes, it's possible. If only. If I imagine her talking about hearing that Christ has healed so many people. You know, she would have had when Christ healed the blind man. She would have had when Christ healed the lame, you know. She was thinking in her heart, if only, wow, if only. Even without me touching him, even without me, him laying hands on me, if only. And guess what the Bible says? Just based on her imagination, just based on meditating and believing that. And she said, for she said, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed. Bible said immediately. Bible didn't say next week. It says immediately, just because she thought about it. And it happened. Brethren, imagine, put your imagination hat on. Let the Holy Ghost who resides in you help you. You know, let the Holy Ghost, at times when I'm praying, say, Holy Ghost, even as I begin to pray, help me to pray. Because at times you just be in that prayer, you don't even know what to pray about. I just say, Holy Ghost, help me to pray. I imagine him teaching me. I imagine him telling me what to pray about. Imagine things. You also remember the centurion. How many of you remember the story of the centurion? When he went to Jesus, you can find that in the book of Matthew chapter 8. You know, when Jesus said, oh, my servant is ill, or blah blah blah, and he went there, and Jesus said, come, I'm going to go with you. You know what he said? He said, I'm a man of many, you know, I'm in charge of so many people. He knew that Christ was bigger than even his own position. And he said, you know, just say your word, just speak it. And the Bible said while he was going, at that same moment, the servant was healed. Because he believed it, he thought about it, that Christ didn't need to be there physically. He doesn't have to be there physically. So just speak your word and it shall come to pass. Because of the imagination. What can you imagine, Christian friends here today? What can we imagine? You know, we are Christians. I'm just talking about imagining. What can we imagine? You can imagine so many things. You can imagine yourself growing spiritually and walking in the supernatural. You know, imagine yourself saying that, I can do this. Imagine, put yourself in that situation, saying that, wow, Christ has said it, like the story I gave you earlier on, the way he went around, you know, looking for someone to bring back to life. You know, I imagine myself, I put myself in that situation. When I'm watching TV, I see people saying, doing things, and I say, wow, I can do it. You know, when you go into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, when the Bible was talking about diverse kind of gifts, when I read that scripture, and the Bible talks about gifts of healing, gifts of faith, you know, gifts of working in, of miracles, you know, gifts of prophecy, I just think myself like, wow, I receive it. I believe I can do it. It is mine. I receive it. You know, I just imagine things like that. If you don't believe it, if you don't imagine it, if you don't think about it, you can't walk. But this Bible talks about there are diverse kinds of gifts. And this gift is not for pastor only. It's not only for prophets. It's not only for apostles. It's for you. All you need to do is to desire it. But don't just desire in it. Put action to it. Amen? Imagine it. I see myself laying hands on somebody. And the person standing up and jumping up. I see myself laying hands on the blind. And the blind will receive your sight. I see myself laying hands on the lame. And the lame will walk. You need to think about it. You need to imagine it. And guess what? Start working on it. Start believing God for it. People who lay hands on the sick don't just jump up and do it. There's a time. They do certain things. Imagine it. You know, there are so many scriptures. You could open your Bible. If you read the book of Matthew 9:35, Matthew 18:18, James 5:16. You know, so many things in there. But you just need to spend time with God. Study God's word. Study God's word. Pray, you know, take time in praying. If you look at the book of James 5:16, let's open the book, Bible, James chapter 5, verse 16. James 5:16. Are we still here? Yes. Amen. You sure? Amen. James 5:16. I just want to focus on part B. It says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. But look at what it says in part B. It says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Other scripture says, the effective, you know, fervent prayer of a man makes tremendous power available. So we can talk about imagination. We can talk about meditation, all true. But if you don't pray, if you don't study God's word, your imagination will just fade out. Amen? So I can talk about all this. I can talk about how exciting the power of imagination is. But if you don't spend time in praying, if you don't spend time in studying God's word, this wouldn't happen. Bible says it makes power available. So I'm saying this, I imagine it, and I'm studying God's word daily, praying daily, things will happen. Things are bound to happen. There is no doubt about it. Something must happen. You know, Bible talks about, you know, people talk about the different, the acronym for prayer, pray. Push. It says pray until something happens. You know, pastor was also talking about the book of Daniel, whereby, you know, they continued praying. You know, when Daniel was praying until the angel came and said that, and when the angel said that I've been, you know, was it saying the enemy or was it Lucifer stopped him from bringing the prayers to him until another angel, was it angel Gabriel, came to help release the prayers. Pray until something happens, brother. Pray until something happens. You could also imagine scriptures and what it means to you and what it can do for you. Like I say, imagine growing spiritually. Imagine what the scriptures mean for you. For example, if you open your Bible to the book of Philippians 4, Open your Bible to the book of Philippians 4. This is what I do when I open my Bible and when I'm reading them. Philippians 4:13. I'll run through this quickly. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So what do? Imagine it when you're reading the scriptures. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ and strengthening me. What does that mean? Does it mean I can actually do anything? You know what I'm saying? You just think about it and like, it means I can do anything. It means I can be the best in my class. It means I can be the best in my job. He said, I can do all things. So, you know, just sit down. Don't just read this. Don't just rush in reading some of these things. Some of us quote these scriptures over and over again, but we don't just sit down to meditate on it. You don't imagine on it. Imagine what it means, all things. Imagine it. If you also read the book of that same Philippians 4, verse 19, it says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. He said, he can supply all need by Christ Jesus. So what it means is, if I need a car, that means God can provide it. That's what it means. If I need it, God will provide it. If I need a happy marriage, God can help me to have a happy marriage. Do you understand what I mean? It's all about you reading those words and meditating on them. Think about them. Don't just rush and read. That's what we Christians do. That's why we are not getting results. We don't get results because we just rush through. Imagine healing. You're sick. Imagine healing in your body. The book of Isaiah chapter 53, quickly. Isaiah chapter 53. So imagine growing. Imagine scriptures. Imagine healing. Imagine so many things and see God bring it to pass. Isaiah chapter 53. It says from verse 4 to 5. It says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. See, I'm just imagining my head. So Christ actually was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. So I'm thinking in my head, oh, so the reason why Christ actually died for me was for me to get healed. So if Christ has actually taken all those time, gone through those pains for me, that means I can be healed. You get what I mean? Read the scriptures, imagine them, and see what it means. Imagine you being prosperous. Imagine you being prosperous. Just imagine it in your head and say, oh, God says, I wish above all things that I might prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Imagine it in your head. Wow. So if God wants me to prosper, even as my soul prospers, that means, do you know what your soul means? Your mind. You know? Your mind, you know, your thoughts, your imaginations. So that means if I start from my heart, if I start imagining it, that means it's possible. Bible says, even as your soul prospers. So, you can prosper in life. Imagine God guiding you. Imagine guidance. You're traveling. And you know, they're saying, oh, different things will happen there. Imagine God being around you. You know, imagine the angels around you. Bible says he will charge his angels. Say he will send his angels. And you know, I think in the book of Psalms, say, lest charge his angels, you know, to catch you. I'm just paraphrasing. Lest thou dash your foot against a stone. You know, he will command his angels. You know, the angels are there working for us. Imagine these things. How can you turn your imagination to reality? It's what we've been talking about. Studying God's word. Understanding God's word. Practice prayer and fasting. You remember when the disciples went with Christ, you know, and they were praying, and when it was time for them to be able to pray, they couldn't do anything. And Christ was like, you guys have been with me all this while. You should be able to do this. And at the end of the whole day, Christ himself prayed for them. You can find this in the book of Matthew 17, 14 to 21, if you're writing. And it says, these kind of things cannot be done except through prayer and fasting. So there is that room for prayer. There is that room for fasting where things could actually happen. Cultivate your faith in your heart. John 8, verse 32. Just cultivate your faith, you know. Study God's word, you know. Build your faith in God and see your imagination coming to pass. Controlling your thoughts. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Let's open that quickly. The last verse for today. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. It says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing down every thought into captivity. Some scripture says, bringing down every imaginations into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Control your thoughts. Control your thoughts. Control your imaginations. Amen? And the only way you can control your imagination is studying God's word. All right? So when things are coming, when the devil is trying to tell you, say, you're going to fail. You know, you're not going to be, you can't achieve what God wants you to achieve in life. Your boss will hate you. This sickness is going to kill you. You know, just thoughts come into your head. Control your thoughts by studying God's word. And, you know, counteracting what the enemy has said by using God's word to that. And once you do that, you start seeing a change. Because you start imagining things start working to pass. Brethren, it is possible to imagine. It is possible to meditate. And it's possible for your imagination, in line with God's words, to be brought to reality. We won't start hearing testimonies as church. We won't start hearing real testimonies. We don't want to be a church that is powerless. We want to be a church that is powerful. We want to be a church whereby, you know, people will come and they don't have to go and come to you and say, join me in prayers. We want to be that church. We want to be Hill City. We want to make a difference in our society. You know, Pastor talks about his visions. Pastor talks about what the expectation of what we want. We can't achieve that if we just remain the same. We can't just achieve that. It's not about Pastor, it's about us. Bible said the church is marching on and the gate of hell will not prevail. The enemy can't prevail with us. You know, God is for us. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen.